I'm the type of person, I'd be a mess without church. And I'm thankful for a place that we can come. It's a safe haven from the trials of life and the troubles outside in the world. We can come to this place where God meets with us. But I want to tell you something. I always come expecting something from God, but I did not know what I was coming for this morning until God just started ministering to me. And He's helped me this morning. And I get real careful when I get in the Spirit of God like it's in right now. Because we can do anything we can do when we start throwing our agenda in what God's trying to do. We can mess everything up. I want to tell you something. I didn't come with an agenda this morning. I just want to meet with Him. I'm glad He's a father. I've got a good daddy back home, but I've got a father up in heaven that's been good to me. And I don't know what to do, but we'll sing maybe a song or two and just see how God takes us. Has God blessed you? Say amen. It's the simple things that God gives us. It's not those big things that God turns your life around. It's the little things that we ought to thank Him for. Think about how good He's been to you. As the world looks upon, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. For there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. Gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Has God been good to you? Say amen. Worship Him this morning, church. Now I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes, they're not new, and I don't have much money. It's okay, for Lord, I have you, and to me that's all that matters. Though this world may not see, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. For there's a roof up above me, I'm a good place to sleep. He puts food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. So I'll just thank God for all He's done in my life and who He is. And One of my favorite verses in Scripture fits this next song we're going to sing. And it says, "He that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." What you see this morning, I'm not a finished product. I like that little song we learned in Sunday school. He's still working on me. Listen, a lot of people give up on you because you're not a finished project. But I'm glad that God never has unfinished business. God is still working on you. And if you don't give up on Him, He won't give up on you. You may be upset. You may get upset that you're not who you want to be this morning. And they ain't none of us who we ought to be this morning. But I'm glad I'm not who I used to be this morning. And if He started it in me back there, He's going to finish it in me. And I like this song. It just simply says, He never gave up on me. The only reason I'm in church this morning is because there's a God in heaven who has not given up on me. I've given Him reason to give up on me. But I want to thank God this morning. Maybe somebody ought to get at an altar and say, "Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't throw me out when you could have. Thank you, I was come broken. I came messed up. I came mixed up. But you didn't give up on me." Listen as Katie sings this song. He never gave up on me. All the reason I have right to stand where I'm at this morning is God in heaven didn't give up on who I was. Bless His name.
Now it's been a long, long road, and my soul has grown so weary. I just can't understand all the struggles within me. There have been times I've strayed away, and even times I could not pray. But somehow my faith would say, just hold on, there's a brighter day. He never gave up. He never gave up. Mercy reached down, and that was enough. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
Now if your back's against the wall, and you feel all hope is gone, if you often ask yourself, is there a reason to go on? Well, He looks beyond your guilt and shame. You see His mercy, it takes the blame. So just forget about your past and praise the Lord, you're free at last.
You're free at last. He never gave up. He never gave up. Mercy reached down, and that was enough. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
Before, then I'm sure that you'll agree, He never once ever gave up on me. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree, He never once ever gave up on me.
Think about it.
You could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up on me.
Aren't you glad God didn't give up on you?
He never gave up. He never gave up.
Remember this.
Mercy reached down, and that was enough. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up. favor on me.
If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up on me. Sees what we don't.
can see are the tears falling down. I'm so glad he sees what we don't.
Sing it again.
And though you may see a valley,
that's not the end of the story.
He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad he sees what we don't.
Say that last line again.
I'm so glad he sees what we don't.
Hallelujah. Wasn't that good? Always we come to church and just speaking from experience, as I go somewhere to preach, I think my mind is so geared towards ministering that a lot of times I don't get near out of the service what somebody else does. And I don't know why, but God seems to do that about every time we try to have a revival here. The first service, God just moves in and lets us get revived. And I say this as a preacher, and I appreciate Brother Brent what he said. He wasn't expecting this, and I thank God for what he's done this morning. I needed it, and I know that they do. Being on the road, they're asked to minister and be a blessing to everybody. And sometimes it's good to just have a place where you can go and you get the blessing instead of you having to be the blessing. Some of you, this may be different for you, and not having any preaching, but God's been speaking. He's been preaching all morning, so I'll take all the lumps on that one. And he's been preaching all morning, and our problem is we got so much going on in our lives that oftentimes we don't hear what he's trying to tell us. But I pray that you got help this morning. I don't want to leave without extending an invitation for salvation. I believe that God can move in any situation. Some of you have been sitting in our services and heard me preach, and you've heard the gospel. And maybe you hadn't acted on it up until this point. Maybe God's dealing with your heart this morning. So I'm going to ask everybody to bow their heads with me, and Dalton's going to get on that piano for a minute. We'll get you out of here in time for you to go get you some lunch with your dads or children. But anyhow, we do thank you for being here, but we don't want you to leave if there's something that you need to deal with spiritually. And so this morning I'm going to ask you a question. And that's the same question I ask near about every service. And I do it. It may be repetitive to you, but I have a heart for seeing people saved. I want to ask you this morning, do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died? I didn't ask you if you thought you knew, or I didn't ask you if you had an idea. I want to ask you this morning, do you know? I think a lot of people play church. I think if you really get down to it, a lot of people's been in church most of their lives, or been around it at least. And it's become such a routine that we just, I did this when I was this age, or I did that when I was this age, and maybe God's dealing with you this morning. You be honest with me. I'm the only one that's looking. Nobody else is. Nobody on the platform. But if you were to die this morning, do you know where you'd spend eternity? If there's doubt, I want you to do me a favor. Simple. I just want you to look right up at me. I'm not going to embarrass you or call your name out. This is just me. I'm the only one looking. I don't care if you've been a member here. I'm looking for honesty. Preacher, I'm not sure. There's doubt. When I lay my head down on a pillow at night, Preacher, there's doubt. If that's you, I want you to look right up at me. Is anybody like that in the building? I can't see up in the balcony, so if you're looking at me, please just wave at me. All right. According to everybody here, we're saved. I want to ask you another question. I see it. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. You can put your head down. Thank you very much. We did have one that looked up. I'm sorry. Is there anybody else? If you looked up at me this morning, I want you to listen to me. I'm still not going to call you out or embarrass you. This morning, we got folks that can take a Bible and show you how to be saved. You can read for yourself, and ain't got nothing to do with a Baptist church or Methodist church. We'll let you read from God's Word for yourself. You can see it for yourself. You can make a decision for yourself. I'll give you an opportunity to do that this morning. This is how you're going to do it. I told you I wouldn't embarrass you, and I still don't. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to come to where you're at or send anybody to you. I'm not going to point you out or call your name. But I'm going to ask you to do this for me. You've already shown enough faith by acknowledging your need of salvation. I want you to get up out of your seat and come right here where I'm at. I'll get somebody to help you. Will you do that? Praise God. Brother Matt, get your Bible. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Shell, come on. Praise God, somebody else come. I didn't see them. Maybe I didn't see you this morning. That invitation is open for you this morning. Let's quit playing church. Let's quit playing religion. Let's get serious about God. How many of you in here this morning, God just filled your cup up? It's overrunning right now. Hallelujah. Hands all over the building. Well, I tell you what, God sure has been good to us. You can look this way. Thank you so much for doing that. Thankful what God's doing here and how God's working. And folks bringing people, and people are getting saved still. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful time. And I hope you get involved in that. We're going to have, once again, just some announcements as you're leaving. There's a cake auction out there. Put your name on it. Don't be shy. Go ahead and put your name on there with some money. Don't act like y'all ain't got any, all right? And but anyhow, for the teenagers, this will help them out in the cost of camp and doing all of that. So if you will, help them out with that. Also, Brother Brent has a table back there, and you just got a small sampling of their singing. I'm tell you what, it'll bless your heart. We keep these CDs in our cars and on our phones and different things, and it's a constant blessing. So let me encourage you, if you're looking for some good music, they have some out there. Brother Brent will be preaching tonight, Lord willing. And so you come back, I promise you don't want to miss that. And he's wide open, and he is definitely... He'll turn as red as KK's shirt, and his veins will stick out. It looks like his head's just going to pop. And anyhow, and there ain't no telling, he's liable to run chairs and backs of chairs, and or he's liable to fall. I mean, that's you can get all kind of, you can get everything out of Brent. And but anyhow, he's a great preacher and a good friend of this ministry. We took him on for support Wednesday night, so we'll be supporting him as our evangelist. And what a blessing they've been to us. And he's been here since 2013. He's been here at least once every year, sometimes more than that. But since 2013, he's been coming, maybe since 2012. But he's been here and been a blessing to this church and to you. And you be a blessing to him. And like I said, go by their table back there with their CDs. Sign up for a cake. We got a board out there. We got us a selfie board. And don't act like y'all don't know what that is, all right? And I'd love to get some pictures with some of your families and different things if you have time. If not, then you take a picture, grab you a snapshot, and head to the house. And thank y'all, have a happy Father's Day. And spend some time with your dad today. Call him at the very least. And you children, spend some time with your dad and not just take off and go to the ball field and the river and the lake and everything else. Daddy had an important part in your life. Somebody say amen. And you wouldn't be here without him. But anyhow, y'all have a good time. Please come back tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're going to have a good time preaching and singing. And we'd love to have you here. We'll try to go do it Facebook Live. But if not, I tell you, you can watch something on TV and you can watch something on the computer, but there ain't nothing like being in the middle of it. And you get in the middle of it, and I promise you, God can bless you far more than that TV screen's going to, all right? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and you'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. And God, we're so thankful, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we thank you for what you did this morning. And God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to work, Lord, in lives, Lord. I pray that you continue to work in fathers today, Lord. May we be thankful, God, for what you've given us. And Lord, may we stay thankful for you being our Father. And God, I thank you for everything that you've done. I pray that you continue to bless and use this church to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Choir practice at 4:30.